Israel strikes Lebanon after Hezbollah rocket fire as Iran conflict widens. They hit so hard the house was shaking. Iranians describe impact of U.S.-Israel attacks. France to boost nuclear arsenal and extend deterrence to European allies. India and Canada reset ties with landmark nuclear energy deal. At least 169 people killed in South Sudan, surprise. Attack, lost Rembrandt painting rediscovered after 65 years. A rap star might just beat a former PM. What this says about Nepal's Gen Z election. Oil and gas prices jump as conflict escalates. Saturday Night Live criticized for hurtful Tourette's sketch. Texas authorities identify Austin bar shooting victims. Stars hit the Actor Awards red carpet in pictures. Deepfake attack. Many people could have been cheated. Wonderful. War photographer Paul Conroy dies. Why is WhatsApp's privacy policy facing a legal challenge in India? Iran's regime is still intact. The coming days will show if it can hold out. Could Kim's teen daughter become North Korea's next leader? Michael B. Jordan upends Oscars race as Sinners wins big at Actor Awards. Kidnapping of foreigners soars in Africa's lawless Sahel region. Months of planning behind U.S.-Israeli mission to target Iran's supreme leader. Ayatollah Khamenei's iron grip on power in Iran comes to an end. Where have Nepal's Nepo kids gone as corruption takes center stage in election? How responsible are climbers for each other's safety? Mountaineers react to manslaughter. Wellness peptide craze. Why people are injecting drugs not for human consumption. Why Trump means the Cuban Revolution faces its biggest threat yet. What the Warner Bros. Deal could mean for streaming, cinemas, and news. Why are Afghanistan and Pakistan fighting? How Ghislaine Maxwell brought Bill Clinton into Epstein's orbit. Watch the third day of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Watch how the U.S.-Israel war with Iran is jeopardizing shipping. Hegseth on Iran attacks. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. Watch. Video appears to show U.S. F-15 fighter jet crashing in Kuwait. U.S. orders non-emergency staff to leave Bahrain, Iraq, and Jordan. Oil rises as expanding U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran elevates supply risks. Saudi Arabia's non-oil business growth slowed in February, PMI shows. Oil extends surge on wider Middle East conflict, Strait of Hormuz closure, gold dips, reverses course as stronger dollar weighs amid Iran conflict. Iran conflict disrupts global shipping as tankers are stranded damaged. S&P may cut Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp utility to junk because of wildfires. Rubio says planned Israeli action against Iran prompted U.S. strikes. Factbox. How have U.S. presidents tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve during war? Macquarie ranks India hotel stocks by Iran conflict exposure risk. Paramount Warner deal set to win FCC nod, FT. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.0%. Dollar reclaims safe haven mantle as Iran strikes rattle nerves. BlackRock-backed group seeks to close CK Hutchison Ports deal without Panama assets, FT reports. Nitis shares rise on Hong Kong primary listing plans. Southbound potential airline ticket prices soar on Asia-Europe routes after Gulf airport closures. Paramount's $110 billion Warner Bros. Deal likely to secure FCC backing, FT reports. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.34%. Paramount Warner Bros. Deal risks Hollywood job losses. Netflix CEO tells FT, Egypt's non-oil sector contracts as demand softens and costs rise. Kuwait non-oil sector growth accelerates to 15-month high. Saudi Arabia non-oil sector growth eases to 9-month low. ASEAN manufacturing PMI reaches record high in February. Myanmar manufacturing sector adds jobs for first time in 6 months. South Korea manufacturing growth edges lower in February. South Korea factory activity expands for third month on output jump. PMI shows U.S. manufacturing activity steady, factory gate inflation surges.